Blog Talk Radio.
Black men, the time is now. 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 Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Red, black, and green, more than a color scheme. Let's break it down, know what I mean? Red's for the blood that came from my people. Green's for the riches stole from my people. Black is the color, race of my people. Red, black, and green, our bus color people. When you see the bus, come talk to us. Black men, men in black, black men you can trust. Red, black, and green bus, the booming system. Plays Malcolm and Martin, so you can listen. Black men, stop by, grab an application. We have a chapter now in Las Vegas. Black men, stand straight, stand tall and proud. Ain't no ostrich, get your head out the ground. Black men, I'ma make it easy. You hear my voice, join the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Woodland, HVD, East 55th, East 93rd, 10-5, Euclid, Kinsman, St. Clair, Superior, King Kennedy, Longwood, Lorraine, Detroit, Clark, West 130th, Madison. Know what I mean? It's a movement for self-improvement. The black man is finally doing it. It's time to link up hood to hood before cops turn our land to Rosewood. I'm lying, I won't say it twice. Ask the family of Tamir Rice, Tanisha Anderson, Tim, Melissa. But hold up, black man's army is up to bat without holding it back. Dominant gene, the trait is black. Rodney O once said, ain't no stopping me. Stopping up the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Omar Ali Bey was the people's mayor. We bringing back the true school flavor. Message promoters just like Don King. Ignorance, apathy, knocked out the ring. From OPN to Black on Black Crime Inc. We work with those who want black men to think. As Special Ed said, think about it. It's by design, we're in this predicament. Fred Hampton, that Turner of rap. Lyrical, Geronimo Pratt. Farrakhan, Shaka Zulu, and Huey P. Stokely Carmichael, the black man army. Beachwood, Garfield, Warrensville, the Heights, Shaker, EC, Cleveland, Lee Road, Quincy, Clark. Varsity Music, Kilroy.
I am enjoying myself so far. Program hasn't even fully started. And the reason I'm enjoying myself is because I'm thankful once again for all of those who take the time to listen online, who take the time to call in. I'm just thankful. For those of you who don't know who's running their big mouth, I am none other than Al Porter, Man in the Streets, chapter 4, verse 38. Wow. And, man, Music Activism News. Hey, that's what that man is abbreviated for, the acronym Music Activism News. For those listening online, you can be brave like our first three, wow, four phone callers. We have like four phone callers right now that I'll be getting to, like the 216-224, 216-337, 216-209, 216-486. So with that being said, before I even go to the phone callers, I need to do myself a favor, because if I don't do myself a favor, that means I'm kind of failing on the informational side of things. So what I like to do is make sure a few people know what's going on so that you don't say, oh, man, he led me into this and didn't say anything. As a matter of fact, I'm going to also throw into this discussion 216-406. So that means we have a lot to talk about, a lot of things to get into. I'm going to do it like this. Let me give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone for any and all information that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at this same phone number of 646-478-0944. I'll listen. I'm not sure how long because we have so many phone callers. It's important to get in to everybody and see what's on their mind. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may take the time and see what's on your mind because you are very important. And I also want to take the time, wow, to do a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music, and that way I can go on and get everybody's, you know, comments. So I'll start at number 10, say the Oppressed People's Nation having a karaoke event this coming Saturday. We'll get into that in just a little while. Emax the Image is number 9, number 8, Black House Sounds, number 7, HJS Music, number 6, debuting this week, Dissolve with Connect, number 5, Native, Creeping. Number 4, Black Man's Army theme, the video premiere, 11 p.m. tonight, Cleveland Standard Time. So far, I heard about 10,870 people heard this in the streets on that red, black, and green bus. Number 3, debuting, 10-10-15 Youth Fest, more on that later on. Number 2, debuting, got to give credit to Ohio Hemp Fest, the Ohio Hemp Fest that was held at Ohio State. I take that back. The Ohio State University, that's better, where Jeff, the activist, Affinity, Crazy 8 the Great, they went down there, represented very nicely. Number one, debuting the anti-violence march that happened on Easter 113th, past Saturday, with my man Sean the Showtime. Sean Showtime, comedian, Ballhead Fred, GMS Shakespeare, Milligrand, and others went into that area. And I must say, it's greatly appreciated. I've been running my mouth so much that I know people will start to get mad at me. So let's go to this first phone caller, 216-224. 216-224. How you doing out there?
Yo, how you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing great. And yourself?
I'm all right. Yeah, it's my first time doing a radio show. What's up, man?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm glad that you called in for the first time. I should have put that, like I tell people, sometimes people don't want to talk. And if they do, hey, I appreciate it. If they don't, I just want to hear what's on your mind, because you never know what somebody might be saying that can add to the conversation. So what's going on with you?
Okay, a couple things. One, I called in today because my boy John Allen, I guess he's a club promoter. He promotes shows and whatnot. So I'm going to call in because he wanted me to promote a song. Well, he had said you guys to play a song or something in mind. Not sure.
Okay.
Number two.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Number two, I want to talk about the song in the beginning. Like, what is this radio show all about?
Man, Music Activism News. So we do our best to deal with everything that's happening, from everything from police shootings to our doing ourselves in to different news that might be happening in the community. This show is about you, so if it's something you want to bring to the table, man.
Okay, sure, man. I like to talk about, you know, what's what the problem, what I think the problem is in the black community. Because when I first heard the song in the beginning, I kind of knew this was like a conscious radio station, some sort of, you know. And
yes,
I'll let you talk about like what I think is particularly wrong and what I think we need to do.
Gotcha.
So as far as that, I feel as though black people as a whole, especially black men, I believe we take the subordinate role too much. I think that we don't think the medium of exchange matters, which is money. I don't think we don't really think that building infrastructure, building just owning something is very important, because I believe that a lot of the women manstroke us and make us believe that money is not important. I'll take care of you, or, you know, you don't have to be the breadwinner, when in fact you have to be the breadwinner to be in charge. It's not a complex like, you know, I'm going to like run over a black woman and I'm going to, you know, take over the house. You know what I mean? Just be destructive. I believe like a lot of women fear black men, well, black male leadership, because they fear that we will fail. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a deep thing that you just said, man, and I'll tell you why. So many times coming up through, it was almost, not almost, a lot of it instilled in slavery that if that black male would step up too much, they'd be like, yep, murdered. And if the woman was watching that, children, especially young males, it was like protect them at all costs. Which adds into that so far. So continue to speak, brother.
Yeah. I mean, I totally understand that it comes back through slavery. But, I mean, since this is information age, so we should be intelligent enough to, you know, at least know now. Since we know now, a lot of us do know now, we should, implement that and take control of it and promote black male leadership. Let's own the media. Let's own the record companies. You know, since it's about music, well, I'm a musician, so let's own the music. Let's own the, you know, let's own some crap. Let's own a Black Power lemonade stand, at least it's something. But we don't own anything. We own like 1% of the business in the community, period. Well, in the country. So how can we ever, you know, how can we ever be respected? I feel as a black man, when I walk through, you know, America, when I'm just totally not respected. Like, I think they're laughing at me. You know what I mean? Like, they don't look at me as an equal.
That's true. And I like what you're talking about stepping up and owning things. There's only one thing that I find wrong with this conversation that I'm having with you right now. And what I find absolutely wrong is, all need to know the name, even the artist's name or who we're talking to, so we can support you and be able to at least not only follow you, the music that you put out, but bring you into other venues so you'll be able to speak, because you obviously have a lot to say. So, man, what is your name, brother?
My name is Rob Cartel.
Oh, wow.
C-A-R-T-E-L-L, two L's.
Man, wait a minute. Rob Cartel, is you? That means you're the same Rob Cartel of No More fame.
Of what?
Your tracks.
Yeah, No More.
There we go, No More fame. All right, I want to make sure I have the right one, because I'm pulling you up right now as we speak, because Black Odyssey, John spoke very highly of you, and I can see why. You know, I really appreciated your performance, but more than that, I want to find out from you right now and let everybody who's on the phone line, everybody who's checking out the internet worldwide, and when they come back to upload the show, how can they find you and hear more from you?
Okay, first of all, I'm on every media site except Tumblr and all the other little things and Vine or whatnot. But I'm on Instagram. It is I am Rob Cartel, with two L's, number, not one L, two L, C-A-R-T-E-L-L. You can also find me on Twitter at I am Rob Cartel. And or if you want to get personal, you can give me, you can follow me, well, add me on Facebook, and it's just Rob Cartel, R-O-B space C-A-R-T-E-L-L.
Hey, it's not a laughing matter. It's so sad when there are a lot of people who don't believe that reading is fundamental, and they wouldn't be able to spell that, which is a sad thing in itself. But I want to say I thank you for calling in and adding in your insight, man. You just said a whole lot in a few minutes.
Okay, man, no problem, no problem, man. Anytime you come to the show, I can go deeper than that, man. Believe me.
Hey, I'm inviting you to. As a matter of fact, if you hold a line, I'll appreciate that, brother.
Okay.
All right. Wow. That's why I tell people, even if they sometimes may plan on speaking, that's an excellent thing. They may not plan on speaking, but I'd like for you to, because you never know what I might learn. Before I go to 216-337 and 216-209, 216-486, 216-406, I just want to let people know that you can use the same phone number, of 646-478-0944 on Friday and Saturday, Hood Tunes Radio. That's 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. My man Emax does Music Business 101. A lot of songs you hear here, you can hear on those shows as well. And then on 646-478-0944, Wednesday is Hood Talk Radio, 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Emax and the Mindset, they deal with international politics from a local level. And I also want to take the time to let people know, wow, this coming week, Trap Boy Mannequin, Ohio Hip Hop Award nominee, this Saturday, October 3rd, the Fantasy Man in the Streets was invited out to be there, check everything out, not plan on it. And I also want to let people know, if they hadn't heard, tonight, 11 p.m., the Black Man's Army hip-hop remix video will premiere. 10,870 people have heard it in the streets, direct, not counting the local news, CNN, who covered us for the Brillo verdict, and many others. And people have walked up, donated for the maxi single. It will start premiering on the Alfred Porter JR. Period Facebook page, profile picture of a sheriff's hat. And we'll get that out all over the place as best as possible. But what's very important to me right now is I should throw out there that on Saturdays, midnight, WCSB.org, 216 Radio, that's Cleveland Standard Time, 89.3 FM. And you can also use WCSB.org tonight, Hip Hop, 1 a.m., Cleveland Standard Time on 89.3 FM. Hey, we perish for lack of knowledge. So that's why I always take the time to throw some things out there and get people more connected. So with that being said, I'm looking at that 216-337, 216-337. You put up with my loud mouth for a while now. How you doing?
Hey, Al, I'm good. I'm good. Let me get you off the speaker. I'm so So just to say, I did attend a lecture at Cleveland State today regarding the technology that law enforcement uses to try to incarcerate more people, and usually it's more black people. They're using the stinger method, where they can read cell phones. All they got to do is go into a crowd and use this. Maybe I'm not calling it by the right name. I got to look that up. I'll get that for you in a second. But they also talk about the police body cams. Yeah, it is. It's Stingray. Where if they come to a protest, they can do it from the air. They're talking about the law enforcement. And what it does is it acts like a cell phone tower. And it'll read your phone number and all your information. But, you know, all these new technologies, you know, can be used against us, even though, like, the police body cams are considered to be, you know, for the people. But it's for law enforcement to actually collect more evidence to increase mass incarceration. So we got to keep filming the police. That's how we get around it. But just don't do it at a red light, or don't do it while you're driving, because I did it at a red light and got a ticket and got it. I pled not guilty, but some crazy judge found me guilty. I was stopped. I was in a stationary position filming the police stopping a guy on a bicycle. Next thing you know, I'm getting a ticket for doing this. So make sure you're out of your car when you're filming the police. But we got to keep filming the police, because that's how we collect evidence. In fact, you know, you don't see any police body cam footage going viral to show, you know, police brutality. It's the videos that the people are doing by themselves, you know, on their own. Stand back 30. You got to give a safe distance, obviously. So just be careful on that. But meanwhile, just to say, I was invited to one more event when I was there. ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, is doing another event Thursday about mental illness and how the police react to people with mental illness. So that's going to be Thursday night at 7 p.m. At 4506 Chester Avenue. I think I just put it on the wall.
Yes, you did. I saw that.
For this, okay, so people can go to Al Porter's event page and you'll see it. But if you want to take the number down, you can get more info. It's 216-472-2200 to attend that event, that lecture on mental health and civil liberties and the police practices on Thursday, October 1st. And there's a whole lot of stuff happening in October on civil liberties. So I want to post this. I'm going to do a calendar, and I'll post it on the People's Forum, the Cleveland People's Forum on Facebook, if people want to take a look there. And I'll stop talking.
Thank you. May you enjoy the rest of the program, and I appreciate you as well, brother.
Thank you, Al. Have a good night. I will listen in.
You too.
Peace.
All right. And that's no problem at all. We have a lot of people giving out information tonight, and I can appreciate that. Before I do get into a couple of other phone calls, oh, wow, the 216-209-216-486-216-406. Before I get into those phone calls, I just want to thank people. If any time I get on a topic that you'd like to do something, or if you haven't pressed one to speak, you can feel free to do that. Well, you can just hang up and dial back in, and I'll do my best to pick you back up. I do want to let people know that the Black Man Army meetings are Wednesdays. Wednesdays, 5:45 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, followed by the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings at 7:15 p.m. Both at 14715 Euclid Avenue, Lee Road intersection. And that's at the Resource Center. So I just wanted to throw that out there at people. We perish for lack of information. So with that being said, I always do my best to throw something back out that you may have heard of, may not have heard of, and I want to let people know that this is interesting. Next Monday, PCP Radio, 7 to 9 p.m., Pray for Cleveland. They asked for Ernest Smith of Oppressed People's Nation. They'll also have Baby Major Howard's Uncle Ron, Al Porter, myself, and that'll be from 7 to 9 p.m., 377-945-6380, and that is next Monday, October the 5th. I'm very at least thankful that I was asked to be a part of that, and I also want to let people know, wow, here are a couple of things coming up this week so far. We'll start off and say Saturday, October 3rd. Saturday, October 3rd, 11 a.m., Cleveland State University Rec Center, 2420 Chess Avenue, Ballin' for Peace Youth 3-on-3 Basketball Tournament. Day of registration, 10 a.m. Early registration, you can call up 202-440-1927, presented by 101015 Justice for Else. Josh Cribbs and music from DJ Ice, Bone Thugs and Harmony, legendary DJ. Now, Friday night, October 2nd, Justice or Else presents the Youth Talent Show. Ages 10 to 17 years old, 7 to 9 p.m. at 1899 Main Classroom Building Auditorium, and that's at East 22nd. East 22nd between Euclid and Chester. Humble G will perform. Judges, Lazy Bones manager, Humble G's manager. I believe DJ Ice will be the MC for that as well. So I have a lot of things going on in the city, which is very, very, very nice. And I always want to point out, go check out the WhoHasThePowerRadio.com. You can check that out. Or also check it out on Facebook. Now, 216-209, I know you've been on hold for a little while. I apologize. 216-209, how you doing out there?
Great, Al Porter. This is John from Black Odyssey.
Man, what's going on, brother?
Oh, man, first and foremost, I want to shout out to Rob Cartel because, you know, he did put up a really, really great performance and everything at the best contest. And we're looking forward for him and come back out again for the next Best of the Best contest. It's going to be on November 4th. And we got a lot going on. Not only that, we're going to up the ante, the stakes on this next Best of the Best contest. So all the people that can qualify, they'll be able to get a spot on my man DJ Chris Crump mixtape. That's the DJ from our show, Best of the Best, and he just threw this offer out here yesterday because he was liking the talent that was in the show, the serious talent that was in the show. So all the artists that qualify, you get a song to submit to as well. And this is just in, too. All the videos that come from these Best of the Best showcase, we will be putting together Volume 2 of Straight Outta Cleveland. That's our DVD that we already have the first version out already in circulation in the street. And you can only get that in the street. Those are videos from YouTube that we put on the DVD to display the real MCs and the real artists that network with us throughout Cleveland. It's only available in the street. So if you see me in the street, you will get one if you ask for one.
Right. I appreciate that, man. As a matter of fact,
no problem.
It's an honor to be affiliated because I can say, your shows start on time, they end on time. You only have a few artists, and I love it because it's the most entertaining and talented artists. And by doing it that way, you're setting an excellent standard for other people. It's going to make it hard for people to throw shows and follow in the footsteps. So I can say, man, it shows you all have been out for a couple of decades, and I appreciate you.
Appreciate you, Al Porter. I'm looking forward for you to hosting the next event, too, on November 4th.
Hey, I plan on being there. And like I say, man, I just look forward to everything. If you hold in line, we got that Rob Cartel on deck to start off, man.
Oh, that's great. I'm looking forward to hearing that, too.
No problem, man. May you definitely stay up, and I'll be with you in just a little while, brother.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Of course, that's the Black Odyssey. Right there, my man, Brother John. They've been doing their thing for years. As a matter of fact, before I go to 216-486, 216-406 as well, I know you all think I've forgotten about you, but that is not the case. I want to promote the Art McCoy Radio Show, which is on Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. I also want to take the time and let people know that, you know, I always talk about black council people. I'm going to change my wicked, racist, bigot ways. You know, two subpoenas have gone out to Cleveland City Councilman Joe Simperman from the Ohio Ethics Commission because he may have violated, you know, regulations by steering city contracts to Land Studio, a company that employs his wife. Now, Land Studio creates and designs public spaces through Cleveland. It got the first subpoena in March, and the second subpoena is looking at 30 contracts, including 5 streetscape projects, 2 fire stations, and a city rec center. Simperman hasn't commented on the probe. I guess that's because Joe and his wife's mouths are full of cookies that their hands were caught in from that cookie jar. Before I get into anything else, I do want to take the time to go back just a little bit and let people know if they choose to, they can do like I do. But you can go on Facebook or Blog Talk. Check out D Gambit Radio. I Am a Superwoman Radio. Or Bored and Restless, Miss Contagious. check out all three, any of them you hear, definitely feel free to let them know, hey, I heard those on Al Porter Man in the Streets, as I do my best to sit up and set a little bit of a better example on getting people working together on different things. Saturday, October 3rd, Oppressed People's Nation Entertainment, 15453 Euclid Avenue, Taylor Road, the OPN People's Community Center presents Karaoke Cabaret, hosted by Ray the Shark, 7 p.m. Bring your own bottle and come and sing your favorite songs, $5, or school supplies for the OPN Youth Program. That's a beautiful thing in itself. See, I told you I had a little bit of information here and there and that type of stuff. As a matter of fact, before I go to the 216486 number, I just wanted to go back a little bit because I never got a chance to do that and let people know that it was being a person who 10 years ago was very blessed to receive an Ohio Hip Hop Lifetime Achievement Award, which at the time I thought, you got to be kidding. Give me another few years. Now I can look at that and pull it out and say, you know something? I really feel like I earned that and I'm still earning it. And I also was very thankful that a few years ago, I received the Ohio Hip Hop Damon Mumford Humanitarian Award. Now, the reason that I'm bringing that up is because I've received a chance to go to the Ohio Hip Hop Awards. And, you know, Cleveland, they made it all week long event before the week before. And it was very, very nice. As a matter of fact, they had like a homecoming concert at Tri-C Metro, which featured Twista, Ray Jr., Big Moochie, DiBiase. Only a few hundred people came there, though, at a free concert with free grill, hot dogs, ice cream, chips, beverage. Maybe if the school wasn't afraid of people from the projects or other areas coming through, they would have done what was right and had more publicity. Now, that's just what I'm saying. You know, if it had been more publicity, there would have been 1,000 people showing up to see people like Twista. And artists were told it was a great show, but it was very interesting. My people like D Gutter, Mandretti, even Twista threw out the wrong words. I was like, wow. And they ended up having to start again. Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Hip Hop Workshop, Tone Capone, he freestyled for 5 minutes a cappella, and it was a nice thing. But the one thing I wanted to point out about that is we deal with music. And we dealt with a few things that come to play on a show like tonight. And when I say that, there are 6 reasons for your copyrights. You have 1, that no one can reproduce you without your permission. 2, derivatives. Translations, you know, meaning if somebody wants to do your music in another country and add their version, they have to get your consent to either sample you, do certain things like that, to sample you in America. Think about it. That's why Sir Mix-a-Lot and, you know, you don't think of rappers getting into it with other rappers, but that's why Sir Mix-a-Lot in Washington said, wait a minute, Nicki Minaj, Anaconda, come on now. 3, display. Your lyrics or your face on a website can't be retaken somewhere else. 4, performance money. That's where the copyrights come in also. 5, right to distribute. Gives you your right to everything. And 6, digital distribution in a new age. Now, another thing that was said was that you don't need a manager until you can't handle your own phone calls, gigs, those things. Now, a manager is supposed to help you regulate your business. If you don't have no business, then why you need a business manager for right now? Also, I met and talked to Sam Silk from 107.9 at his conference on media, and he spoke about his same comments years ago and said now, and definitely like he was talking to me and letting others know, that he worked for Kathy Hughes and Radio 1. So he plays what they say. That's why we try to sometimes sneak artists in on a show maybe for a year, like years ago before Home Jams was first started. My man Jay Fresh, who still lets people know that he came from Detroit to do that. But the Saturday Music Conference was good because it spoke about definitely something you don't think about too often as artists, creating deadlines and follow-up. Get business cards. And I just wanted to definitely say that one of the things I appreciated about all of that was joining my comrades like Black House Sounds, Mr. Milligram, Grand GMS staff, like Shakespeare and others, Suave Gotti. We hit the red carpets and did a lot of interviews. And it was real, real nice to be out there and at least network. If you're going to any award ceremony or anything like that, your thing should be on, quote unquote, doing your best to network so that you don't come out the same way. I want to definitely say some of the standout performers was Crazy 8 the Great and ladies like JJ and also Madam Firm. And I want to give a shout-out Q Media, Zaire, Detroit's Hood Illustrated Magazine, Darvio Kingpin Morrow. It was nice to see media working together for interviews instead of everybody working against each other. I do need to say one thing before I go on to the next phone caller, and that is, like I say, this giving out information thing can be interesting, but Mondays at 2 a.m., so you kind of missed it early on. It's the Butters, 91.1 FM, and that is Cleveland Standard Time on WRUW.org. So with that being said, you've listened to my mouth for too long, 216-486. That's 216-486. How you doing out there?
I am doing fine, Mr. Porter, and what I would like to do is to wish Mr. HJS a happy birthday, also Lady Red, and I also would like to request Economics 101.
Well, you want to go ahead and do that. Okay, Economics 101, that's from HJS Music, so we'll do our best to get that in there for you.
Thank you, sir. Keep up the good work.
No problem.
Doing a good job.
Hey, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. As a matter of fact, since you said that, before I go to the 216-406 phone number, I'm going to throw out that here's an interesting thing that's going on. There's a contest coming up. It's the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, where there'll be a December 5th performance, free performance. Cutoff period deadline is coming up to October 1st, but if anybody wants to call me a little bit later on the 216-804-7462 phone number, say man in the streets, I'll extend that deadline for you. Hey, it sometimes is nice to have a show which you can cater to the people. Now, the Inner City Republicans present the best hip-hop rap contest about the six Republican principles. Think about it. Free market economy, strong family and American values, educational excellence and workplace development, faith, community, and diversity, effective government, protection for voters. Those are six things. You will win a cash prize. If anybody wants to get in on that, take the number down at 216-804-7462. The reason I say that is, call after 10 p.m. or else I'm going to talk about you like a dog for calling in on the while I'm on the air doing this show. So there's a reason why. Before I play a couple of songs that I'd like to play, and before I get to that 216-406 phone number, definitely let people know, because I have been doing, I think, a little bit of a decent job. Gotta tell you the truth when I do something wrong. I feel like, unfortunately, I've become desensitized to violence. And I'm trying to figure out, when did that happen? When did I get desensitized to violence? You know, I remember in the 80s, yes, I'm old enough, 90s, 2000s, decade, people got shot in the arm, leg, foot. And do you know what I and other people around me said? We said, damn, that's a shame. We pray he'll be all right. We hope she'll be all right. We know they're hurt. What's that condition? That's how we were in the 216-440 area code. But I'm going to tell you what happened a couple of Saturdays ago, which lets me know I'm feeling like a hypocrite now. Dante Pageant Sr. was out with his son, Dante Pageant Jr., 10 years old, off of around 116th and Shaker. A couple of men jumped out, filled a car with bullets, killing Dante Sr. and hitting the 10-year-old Pageant Jr. in the shoulder. And what I said was, good thing he was just shot in the shoulder. Wait a second. Since when is it a good thing or acceptable that a 10-year-old is shot? Or should I say only shot in the shoulder? Am I conceding that my area, my city is so violent that 3- and 5-year-olds are murdered? You know, about a month ago, that after that, I'll say a month back, you had a 13 and a 15-year-old. They were shot on 117th on St. Clair. And I was thankful, like I should be, that both of those young teens were alive. But I use words like, hey, at least they living. They're good because they survived. Hell no, they ain't good. Two teens got shot. They were shot. Families are glad they're alive, but their babies were shot. And I apologize to Black Lives Matter. But right now I got to steal your slogan and say all words matter. All words matter. Don't let the world burning around you drag you to the level of accepting what's it's definitely unacceptable for me to be sitting back saying, whew, I'm only glad that those two 13- and 15-year-olds who were shot on St. Clair, I'm just glad they were just shot. That's inexcusable, and I know I have to watch myself because I'm becoming a part of the madness instead of a solution. And that's sad. 216-406. I got to get off my soapbox. How you doing out there?
Man, you just had a mouthful. And you know what? What you said, it didn't just pertain to you. You kept it personal, which was really good. But so many of us have become desensitized. You know, after you see kids get murdered, literally shot down and slaughtered, when a child gets shot, it's almost like a relief. Wow, he didn't die. You know, this is I Am a Superwoman, Tina Hobson. Good evening, Brother Al. Good evening. How are you?
I am so glad since called in. I Am a Superwoman radio. I'm still beaming off of the show that unfortunately it had to be done last week, but I'm still beaming off of last week's trio of shows because I feel like we touched on so many issues.
Absolutely. You know, we had our special guest, Sonya Garth, talking personally from the heart of the murder of her 12-year-old daughter almost a year ago. It was emotional. And we didn't come up with all the solutions, but we came up with the beginning of the blog where three radio personalities were able to come together, leaving ego and everything at the door and coming together for the common cause. That was the beginning. That was the start. And I loved, what, 5 hours of unadulterated, you know, just talk about what am I going to do to help prevent and help stop the crime and the violence and the killings that's going on in my city. Stop pointing the fingers. What are they going to do? No, what am I going to do? So we began to do some things. And I'm blessed. I was blessed by last Monday. And it's not the end. You see that I put out on my page, the dialogue is not stopped. It has just begun. We're going to do more marathons on radio marathons like this. It's got to continue. We can't let, you know, things fall away, well, out of sight, out of mind, or that happened 3 weeks ago and now we've forgotten about it. We can't forget because if we forget, it's too easy for it to be repeated.
Ooh, that is true. I can say I appreciate that so much.
Wow.
Wait a minute. Now that you brought all that up, how can we catch your programs? Because you have a couple of strong ones.
I do. God is blessing me. Every Friday night, 9 o'clock p.m., right here on Blog Talk Radio, I Am a Superwoman 2, the number 2. Call in. 845-277-9243. And then Sunday night at 8 o'clock p.m., let's jumpstart our week in a very positive manner with a full hour of uninterrupted gospel praise and worship music. We've got to give him the glory. We've got to pray. We've got to ask him to help us because we can't do this by ourselves. We cannot do this by ourselves. We need our Creator to give us the strength, the wisdom, the insight, the discernment on what's the next step that we need to take to make this thing called peace and justice happen in our city.
I appreciate you for that. I really do. Is there anything else you would like to impart?
Yeah, actually, you know I like to talk too. that's why God gave me I Am a Superwoman Radio. Okay, so I can run my mouth. But he gives me the right things to say. But you know what, Brother Al, I want to address the first young man who spoke, and he spoke from the heart, and I respect him for that. However, you know, we have to go back farther than slavery. Women protected men started biblically. When Moses' mother, when Pharaoh wanted to kill all the male children, okay, who had to protect Moses? By all means necessary. Putting him in a basket and putting him in the river, his mother and his sister. And then who rescued him? Pharaoh's daughter. Come on.
Yes.
And raised him, and the daughter and his sister was had the discernment and the insight enough to go to this woman and say, "Lady, you need some help. I can suggest a person to help you with this child." Moses' mama. So she still got to be his mama. She still got to raise him, and she still got to protect him. So, you know, we got to remember our history. We got to be real, real clear about our history. This started in biblical days with Moses and his mommy. She took care of her son. And that's what we as women have learned to do by any means necessary, not disrespecting, but protecting and loving and nourishing and cherishing our men, our black men, our white men, our Latino men, all men, because they're becoming extinct. We have to put them in a basket, put them in the river, whatever we got to do to save you. We've got to save you. I've got sons and grandsons. I've got to save my babies. I've got to do that. That is a woman's responsibility. God gave us that responsibility. Man didn't give us that.
Okay. One thing I can say, you definitely are a superwoman.
I'm just saying.
And
okay.
I appreciate you.
Okay.
So I'm just saying, I need to tune in this coming Friday, no matter where I'm at, and definitely soak in some more wisdom. So I appreciate you.
I appreciate. Can I talk about two events that's coming up, Brother Al? Well, one actually has already started. You know, like I said, what am I going to do to help this community? I began a coat drive, and I need people to step it up. Y'all need to be inboxing me. You need to be calling me 216-406-3412, telling me where you want me to pick up these coats or where you want to drop them off at. The thing is going to help support Providence House, which is an emergency nursery for children 0 to 10 years old whose parents might be in a bind and just need some place for their children to stay on a temporary basis without them feeling afraid of their children being taken by Children and Family Services. They're totally impartial. So these coats are going to go to Providence House. And again, prayer, prayer, prayer. October the 21st at the First Place Event and Party Center in Maple Heights, 16536 Broadway Avenue. We've got a prayer warrior coming all the way from New Jersey to help us for this city. October the 24th, tickets only $20. It's a prayer breakfast. So $20 is your admission and your breakfast. Don't miss this because we need to pray. We need to pray. It's praying time.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And if you hold a line, I'm sure we got something for you.
Okay, I'll be right here.
I figured that. Thank you. I mean,
okay.
Wow. One thing I can say, that's a nice way because one thing I do believe, prayer without action is an inaction. And wow. Superwoman right there, Sister Tina, she definitely does do action. And I'm going to bring up the next artist like I should because he was just mentioned. And I do agree that when it comes down to it, a lot of us as men also do need to step up, take ownership. And with that being said, I want to put up something called No More World Premiere for my man, Rob Cartel.
Given enough, haven't I given enough? Haven't I taken enough? You mad cause I'm not giving up? I know that this shit is a must. They hoping I rest, hoping the world take my nuts, or hoping the world makes me nuts. It's all in the plan. Stay tuned to see how it ends. Remember the man you couldn't stand, the man you couldn't brand, the man you said who couldn't win.
I can't take it no more. I can't make it no more. I can't give it no more. I can't take it no more. No more. Yeah, it's me alone against the world. Fuck that shit they talk about. I'm trying to make it home to my girl. It's me alone against the world. Fuck that shit they talk about. I'm trying to make it home to my girl.
It's no more Mr. Maybe. It's no more let them change my mindset. I know they hate me. It's no more looking in all the wrong places for a lady. It's no more, it's cool, let it slide, no bitch, pay me. I'm working daily, my heart and my feet are aching. My mind is speed racing because I don't see basic. I think like Freemasons, don't fear cause I've seen Satan. I'm better than these trash ass rappers, we need maintenance. Wait, I got something to prove, just wait until a nigga pull up in coupe. Girl, my car look better than you. My wheels will definitely be killing your shoes. Silence is key when making these moves, cause silently, they hoping you lose. That's niggas who got nothing better to do. They had no dad, so they take it out on you.
Alright.
So they take it out on you, cause they ain't got the ball, try to move about the zoo. And dealing with a king that's trying to make a move. Oh my god, what's a king supposed to do? I gotta go get it, yeah, I gotta make a loop. Day one's no, I don't need no crew. Fam or the worst, cause they try to play cool. But I'ma do me, I don't know about you.
I can't take it no more. I can't make it no more. I can't give it no more. I can't take it no more. No more. No more. No more. No more. Yeah. It's me alone against the world. Fuck that shit they talk about. I'm trying to make it home to my girl. Me alone against the world. Fuck that shit they talking about. I'm trying to make it home to my girl.
Wow. That was like, I'll tell you, I remembered that performance from the last event. I'm going to give this next phone caller from 216-209. How can people, like, find out and get in contact with the Odyssey, man?
People can get in contact with Black Odyssey from YouTube. Just type in Black Odyssey, BLAQODESSY. You can also catch us on Twitter, BLAQODESSY, at Black Odyssey, all one word, no underscores, no nothing. Also, the same way on Instagram, no underscores, no nothing. Like that, just BLAQODESSY. And you can reach John Allen or either Jeffrey Giles on Facebook. And be sure to like that Black Odyssey page that's on Facebook as well.
Hey, that's why I had to chime back in. I just wanted to say, man, I appreciate the artist I ran into because this proves that there wasn't no scrubs out there, man. It was like heavyweight talent. And the only thing I'm glad of is I was thankful, number one, that I was the MC. But number two, I was thankful that I wasn't a judge because that was not easy at all, especially to the artist and what have you. I look forward to continuously keeping them in the playlist and making sure we do other things for artists who use their lyrics. I mean, complete story. A few of them told in that one track.
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh, yeah. And once again,
really
shout out to Rob Cartel.
Yes,
thank
indeed.
You, Al Porter.
I will. Oh, man, thank you, brother. As a matter of fact, what we're talking about now is basically speaking that economics 101 type of thing that will be. I just want to say real quick that, you know, I'll give it to you in a two-part thing. As the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan came to Cleveland about 3 weeks ago, 3 weeks to a month ago, and it was fortunately that it was on a Thursday, but on a Wednesday, Man in the Streets was invited to East 9th for a special meet and greet, which was real nice. It was not exactly a meet and greet where we asked questions. We were given, like, a message. And it was nice because it was people like Brother Art McCoy was there, Urban Survivals, Dollar Bill, Player T, Lazy Bone, Sister Laura Cowan, Councilman Zach Reed, T.J. Dow, Inner City Republicans, Donald Walker Brown. Unfortunately, why Mayor Frank Jackson or Black Police Chief Calvin Williams didn't make it. But, you know, it was very, very, very interesting, certain things that were brought up. And the reason I say it's a two-part is because we'll have to break down more of that message. But I just wanted to throw out there for those who didn't realize it or who may not have known. Martin Luther King Jr., on the morning he was murdered, the night before, he spoke up for the sanitation workers, saying if they weren't paid fairly, let's redistribute and black people not spend the $36 billion, which they were basically contributing in 1968. So 10-10-15 has to be discussed next week with the 20-year anniversary of the Million Man March because it's leading up to the $1.1 to $1.3 trillion that we spend in this country. Something to think about as we control our own destiny. And it kind of goes along with what was brought up as a request earlier. One of my favorite songs, because it deals with money of all types, HJS, a happy belated birthday, Economics 101, EC 101.
Even through the work, I'm still thankful for my blessings. While politicians like to use the term recession, I ain't messing, just becoming of the age. Front page, but I prefer the center stage as I leave my pad and continue on my journey. I hear it all, but it really don't concern me. I'm on my 9, followed by my 5. A lot of job just to stay alive, but my story ain't no different from before. I'm that child with it all, but I'm still one more. So I walked about myself in the slum. That's Economics 101.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come
yeah,
on.
That's economics 101.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come
yeah,
on.
That's economics 101. Shackles on my feet, but I knew that I would break it. Penitentiary chances, but I still had to take it, no doubt. I've never been the one to let it go. Say what's up when it's fast, and I'm chilling when it's slow on the low. I know to work it into something. Too many frontin', but me, I'm here hunting in the fast lane. Chasing financial gain with a nickel to my name, but your people the same, no question. If I'm gonna never give it up, no major push, but I couldn't give a f. Stack your paper till you're done. That's economics 101.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come
yeah,
on.
That's economics 101.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
That's economics 101. I'm hearing power to the people, but yet I'm feeling out of place. For segregation based on origin and race, I don't know. It's like I'm tripping through time. And false prophets got me searching to find a higher level. Where it all makes sense, but until then I keep on grinding for my dollars and cents. What's the deal? I'm speaking life in the basics. I see the dream, but lack the energy to chase it. Too much, too fast. I save my money, but it just don't last. My stomach's growling as I'm looking at my gun. That's economics 101.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come
yeah,
on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
That's economics 101.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done. Yeah.
Come on.
That's economics 101.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done. Yeah.
Come on.
That's economics 101.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come
yeah,
on.
That's economics 101.
Look forward to seeing you all, hearing from you throughout the week. Economics 101. HJS. Peace.